a fun piece of trivia this morning. Try to answer the question, what is the forbidden piece of fruit that's located in the Garden of Eden? Now, one second. If you've already looked at today's study source, you're not allowed to answer. And now, please do not go look at the study source in order to find the answer. So let me hear a few answers. What is the forbidden piece of fruit that's found in the Garden of Eden? Only those who have not cheated.
Knowledge.
Ooh, okay, so I'm hearing knowledge and life, actual pieces of fruit. Apple, right? We usually hear the apple. Any other answers? Fig, grapes, good. So, actually, if you look through, I heard a few other answers, and I'm gonna give you a few others. If you look through the Torah, you won't be able to find the name of the particular fruit found in the Garden of Eden. There's nothing that says this is the fruit, in the Torah, that is. And you certainly won't find the word apple anywhere. And so the rabbis in the Talmud jump on this. The fact that the name of the fruit isn't mentioned is the perfect chance for the rabbis to engage in a fun back and forth, a fun conversation. And they suggest a few ideas. I think I heard it. One rabbi says, perhaps it's not a tree at all, perhaps it's a vineyard. And that would make sense, that Adam and Eve were drawn to the grapes, and as we know, the overconsumption of grapes might lead to sin. Another answer, again, not a tree, but perhaps a field of wheat, because the Hebrew of wheat, chita, sounds like chet, like sin. So this is one conversation that the rabbis had. Perhaps a vineyard, perhaps a field of wheat. And then there's another conversation by a set of rabbis who say, forget the idea that Adam and Eve were drawn to evil. Perhaps they were drawn to goodness, to fruits that symbolize the Yetzer HaTov, our good inclination, and that's why they wanted to taste this fruit. And so again, they throw out different answers. I don't know if I heard this one. They threw out the pomegranate. Perhaps it was the pomegranate that was located in the Garden of Eden. But they reject that answer. And I'll tell you why in a second. They also suggest the carob tree, because they were familiar with this kind of fruit. But again, they reject that answer. You see, what the rabbis determined is that a piece of fruit is considered good, imbued with true goodness, if you're able to eat its fruit, if you're able to smell in a delicious aroma, and if the leaves on the tree are there the entire year. So the pomegranate, a delicious piece of fruit, but the leaves fall off in winter. The carob tree, the rabbis determined, they had an interesting palate, that the carob, it's not as tasty as other fruits. And so, they came up with one answer. And now that I've eliminated a few possibilities, any thoughts? The answer, what is the fruit that these rabbis thought was located in the middle of the Garden of Eden? No answers. No answers. Not a pomegranate, but... Oh, they did say fig. Okay, I'll just give you the answer. You know, the hint is actually that we've been holding this fruit all week long. An etrog. Oh. The answer is the etrog. It's such an interesting answer. And the reason is because if you've ever taken in the aroma of an etrog, you would agree that that is the sweetest smelling fruit. And what the rabbis tell us, you know, I haven't seen an etrog tree, but what I've been told is that the leaves do stay on year round. And so this means that this particular fruit is imbued with goodness, and this particular fruit is the one that enticed the first human beings. And so what I think is beautiful on Sukkot is that every time we hold an etrog in our hands, we know that this is the festival of joy. But perhaps the reason being is because when we smell the sweet aroma of the etrog, we're introduced to a little piece of the Garden of Eden. Every time we hold the etrog, we're introduced to a little piece of paradise. And so you still have a chance. Sukkot is almost over, but I hope you each get a chance to hold that etrog in your hand. May we all merit feeling a little piece of Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, on this beautiful holiday of Sukkot. Shabbat Shalom.